Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday, the 31st of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Atira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, new low developing Norwegian Sea 986 by 1800 Wednesday, high Malin 1038 dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Viking, showers, wintry later, good, occasionally moderate. South Atsira, 40s, westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, good. Forth, Tyne, northwest 4 to 6, backing west 5 to 7 later, showers later, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, northwest backing west later 6 to gale 8, showers, good. Humber, Thames, northwest 4 to 6, backing west 5 to 7 later in Humber, showers, good. Dover, white, northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west 4 or 5 later, showers at first, good. Portland, Plymouth, east 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Biscay, east 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southeasterly 5 to 7 in west, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, easterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 5 to 7 later in southwest, thundery showers, rain later in southwest, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Seoul, east 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, east 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers in Fastnet, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 5 to 7 later, fair, good. Shannon, southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7 later, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, west 4 to 6, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, northwest 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Faroes, Southeast Iceland, westerly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later. Showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 2, recent precipitation 6 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 30 miles, 1034, falling. Lerwick, northwest 4, 32 miles, 1026, falling. Wick Automatic, west 4, 14 miles, 1031, falling. Aberdeen, west by north 3, 19 miles, 1033, falling. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 13 miles, 1035, falling slowly. Boomer, west 3, 16 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest 3, 1033, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1032. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 11 miles, 1032. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north-northeast 3, 1033, rising slowly. Jersey, east 4, 19 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 5, 11 miles, 1033. Scilly Automatic, east by north 5, 9 miles, 1032, now falling. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 24 miles, 1035, rising slowly. Haberporth, east by south 2, 24 miles, 1036, rising slowly. Valley, northeast 1, 13 miles, 1036, steady. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 2, 7 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Valencia, northeast by east 2, 27 miles, 1034, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 2, 22 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Malinhead, south-southwest 2, 13 miles, 1037, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 2, 24 miles, 1036, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation, high pressure will retreat into the Atlantic, allowing an increasingly strong, cold and showery northwesterly flow to spread southwards, the flow becoming particularly strong and cold across northeastern waters on New Year's Day, where severe gales will be accompanied by heavy snow showers. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor, later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west 4 or 5, backing southwest 5 or 6, then veering west 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, later, good, occasionally moderate, later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 or 6, occasionally 7, later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest backing west 4 or 5, then backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in northeast, backing southwesterly 5 or 6 later. Showers at first, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly 4 or 5, backing northwesterly 2 to 4, then backing westerly 4 or 5 later. Showers at first in Strait of Dover, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers in far west, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east 4 or 5, becoming variable 1 to 3, then west 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, then west 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later, near Anglesey. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 or 5, then backing west 5 to 7 later. Showers later in north, good. Isle of Man, variable 2 or 3, becoming west or northwest 4 or 5, then increasing 6 or 7 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 or 5, then veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Showers later, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 1 to 3, becoming westerly 4 or 5, then veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6, then veering northwest 5 to 7 later. Fair at first, then showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, then veering northwest 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles, northwest 5 or 6, backing west 6 to gale 8, then veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it for tonight. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Until then, this is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star, good night.
At 1 o'clock GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Moss, and in this programme we look at the demonstrations which have now spread to cities across Iran. The Tehran government says it will listen to protesters' complaints. Does that mean they're winning? With new warnings about the humanitarian situation in Gaza, aid organisations face being kicked out from January 1st.
It's a catastrophe. Over 2 million innocent people trapped, and now aid continue to be obstructed.
We also hear from Poland, where a parliamentary bill could, for the first time, give official recognition to the country's LGBT couples. And stand aside K-pop, the fastest growing pop music genre in the US now is songs sung in Spanish.
It goes back to salsa, it's Latin, it's gypsy. I think it's going to grow more and more.
We'll have that story and more after the news.
Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The US has imposed sanctions on several people and firms from Iran and Venezuela linked to Tehran's drone and ballistics production, while the Trump administration says it threatens America and its allies. Washington's move comes as President Trump steps up pressure on the Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Will Grant reports.
The decision to bring more sanctions against Venezuelan and Iranian officials, in this instance over the sale of combat drones, can be seen in the context of the Trump administration's wider pressure campaign against the Venezuelan government. In total, 10 individuals and companies were targeted by the US Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control. Specifically, a company based in Venezuela called Empresa Aeronáutica Nacional S.A. was on the list for, the US said, maintaining and overseeing the assembly of Iranian drones, and contributing to the sale of millions of dollars worth of unmanned aerial vehicles by